special person to me, my wife, Michelle Canoy, is going to come and share with you a few words. Would you welcome her as she comes up? And none of this would have been possible, obviously, without God mainly. But next most important is my wife, and who was supportive and along with it. So I will say no more and give it to her.
Thank you. You know, wow, 10 years. 10 years is a decade. You know, 10 years is, you know, five doubled. And for me, Caleb, would you stand up? This is our son Caleb, and he's 10 years old. And when we first moved here to, you can sit down, thank you, Bob. When we first moved here, I was just barely pregnant with Caleb. And, you know, we bought a house up at Pines on Main. And, you know, we prayed, and I was able to get a teaching job here in Montgomery County. And we've just been able to see God do some amazing things in 10 years. But it actually only feels like just a blink. It just seems like a blink of an eye has passed. And Brad and I were talking in between services, and it's really hard to kind of put into words like what you've felt and experienced. But I'm going to try just to leave just a few thoughts that God brought to my heart. The first thing I wanted to do is say a big thank you, because sometimes along the way, when God gives you a vision and you have to step out on faith, sometimes it gets really scary and really hard. And sometimes I would get discouraged or frustrated or scared or worried or aggravated. And God blessed us with some friends here, Doyle and Fair Jane Kahn. And the neat thing about Fair Jane and Doyle is they believed in this vision just as much as Grant and I did. And as Grant shared that vision, they became people that we relied on. They became friends, but not only friends, they became the people who would dream when maybe we were feeling a little down. And I remember Doyle would, as he delivered mail, he would often call Grant, and he would say, man, you know, there'd be like 10 of us. There's this piece of land, or there's this building. And he was always so excited and encouraging. And he and Fair Jane mean so much to me and Grant, because they are people who believed and helped us to carry that dream. And I love them, and I really appreciate them. They mean a lot to me and Grant, and I want them to know that. And I know Fair Jane made some sacrifices and to follow after what God had placed, the fire that God had placed inside of Doyle Kahn. And I just appreciate Doyle and Fair Jane, and we love them. Moving along, I just have a few little thoughts that I put into some clips along the way of some memories that I wanted to kind of share for you guys. The first one's this. This is the sound of an old church bell ringing. And I grew up in Eastern Kentucky, and I know some of you did, so a lot of you are mountain people, and I love that. And in church, they would ring this bell. And I went to a church, and sometimes the deacons would let me pull the string. And there wasn't a lot of kids running around, but I was one of the kids that got to pull the string. And what this means to me is a love for worship, because I could not wait until church got started. Could not wait. Absolutely loved going to church. And here at Living Water, our kids and our folks, I read things that you guys put out there, and I hear stories of your kids, and I hear the things the kids and even the adults say, and it's always like, I'm so excited that tomorrow's church day. Woohoo! And I'm just a memory that I have of this church, no matter if we were in the home, storefront, grassy lick, here in the warehouse, is I want this to be a place filled with the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ, because where Jesus is, it's a good place to be. And I'm thankful to have a church where when the bell rings, even though we don't really have a bell, that people love to be here. And I'm thankful for a church that God has allowed us to be in a church and to help establish a church where people have a love for worship. The next clip that we'll show is a clip of a bottle of water. And one thing that we did when we moved here is we did some survey work. And what that entailed was you just ask people's questions. And we would ask people questions like, you know, why don't you go to church anywhere? And the two answers that people gave to us most of the time that I remember was A, they didn't feel like they had the right clothes. And B, nobody ever asked them. And if people did ask, They didn't ask with that enthusiasm of like, you want to go to church? And I'm thankful that here at Living Water, that it's a place of authentic people where you can come no matter what kind of clothes you wear. You'll be loved and accepted, and you'll hear about Jesus. And I'm glad that the Holy Spirit has reminded us that it's not about a building, it's about people, and that people need to be invited to the refreshing drink. If you drink this water, you will thirst again. If you drink the living water, you will never thirst, and that's Jesus Christ. And I'm thankful for that here at LWC. This is also a reminder, when we moved here, you all have this neat holiday, not holiday, this neat festival called Court Day. And a few of us pulled a wagon downtown. I think there was like six or eight of us. And we passed out water to people, and we invited them to church and told them about Jesus. And it's a reminder that you can serve people in a practical way and make opportunity to invite people to Jesus. And I'm thankful for that. Next little reminder. This is our little black monkey we have. Micah got this monkey when she was like 2 years old, and she carried it everywhere. I didn't think it was the cutest thing, but she loved it, and she took it everywhere. And this is her today with her little monkey. But one thing that we did here is we did splash events. You guys told us about some neat things in the community, and we were able to participate. And one time we were serving at Christmas in the Park, and we were passing out hot chocolate to people and inviting them to church and telling them about Jesus. And the neat thing about you guys is that with those opportunity comes an opportunity for conversation with people. And this little girl had this monkey, and her parents were at Christmas in the Park. And what that enabled me to do is say, hey, we've got that monkey. And we started a conversation, and we were able to invite them to church. And they came, and they became members. Now they've moved away. But this is just a reminder to me that here at Living Water, that we always try to do ministry that matters. And we always try to have conversation here as a body of believers where we invite people to Jesus, that living water, even through the power of a little stuffed animal. Next clip that you'll see is a clip of our kids in their Awana clothes. And, you know, once again, this is a reminder that when we started our church, even when we were in our house, we talked about how you ever find grown-up people sometimes get on your nerves. Big people, us adults, sometimes we stomp around like we're preschoolers. But the neat thing about kids is, you know, they get it. They get it sometimes we don't. And kids here at Living Water are always top priority. We love them. And we have tried really hard to create an atmosphere with the love of Jesus to teach them about God's word. And our kids have been able to participate in Cubbies and Awana, even when there was only two or three of them. And because of that, they have a love for God's word. And I'm thankful for that. This is the last clip I have. It's a clip of a waterfall rushing. You know, water that's moving is pretty powerful, isn't it? It's powerful. Water that's moving, they tell me that it can do pretty powerful things like generate power plants, create energy, do all kinds of things. Well, here at Living Water, I pray that we'll always be water on the move. And we will be as long as Jesus Christ remains front and center through the power of the Holy Spirit, that we'll be a church body that's moving and that's powerful like this waterfall. And we'll have impact through the power found only in Jesus Christ. And sometimes, guys, we have to operate in complete faith. And when God says go and when God says do, we do it no matter what, no matter how scary, no matter how unlikely that it seems, that we go ahead and do it. And in closing, I want to leave you with these three verses. In Psalm 42, the Bible says, the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let the one who hears say, come, and let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wishes take the water of life without cost. And in John 7:37, the Bible says, now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. In John chapter 4, this is the story of the Samaritan woman. In verses 13 and 14, Jesus answers her, all who drink of this water will be thirsty again. And that he's talking about the water from the well. whoever takes a drink of the water that I give him shall never, no, never be thirsty anymore. But the water that I give him shall become a spring of water welling up continually within him for eternal life. And I'm so thankful here that God has allowed, I can't really put into words the 10 years, but what I know for sure is that Jesus is the living water. And if you don't know him, today is the day that you need to know him. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, you need to recognize that, you know, the world offers so many things that won't fill you up, but Jesus Christ will fill you up and be with you always. I love this church, and I'm so glad. I'm thankful for the people here. I love you guys. I feel like you're my family, and I'm so thankful of what God has been able to do these last 10 years. Thank you.
As they are headed to their classroom, if you would stand with me for the honor of reading God's word, we're going to read Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. It says, "Let us not lose heart in what? Doing good. For in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary." Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much. We thank you for what you have done, Lord, over these past 10 years, and we give you praise and thanks in advance of what you are doing currently and still yet to do. And so, Father, as we begin just to reflect a little bit about your work, may we always give you praise and glory, for it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. I've got a few pictures to use as well. First picture I want to share with you is my beautiful wife here, Michelle, as she is pregnant with Caleb. This is the front of our home, and this is on 129 Swiss Stone Way. This is where our church began actually meeting when we moved here. And we had called some folks up, and David and Susan lived in Bath County. They're from my hometown. And so the same church that I grew up in, Susan and David that grew up in, we just like, let's start a church. All right. And classic. I mean, you can't get any better than that. And so we started having these home Bible study meetings, and Wednesday night we called them vision casting meetings. And Doyle and Fair Jane were there, and Raymond was there. My Connie, Michelle's mom, was part of it. You pointing at somebody? Yes, and that the shoot, Tony and Christina, they didn't make it to the storefront with us, but they were in our home with us, and now they're back with us now here, and so that's a good thing. And I was in my office looking around some things, and I found a floppy disk. How many of y'all remember a floppy disk? I found a floppy disk, put it in my old Dell computer, and I found my first 10 vision casting meeting notes. I got them out there in the gym as well. You can read through them. And so I want to go over a couple of these as we go through it, because here we are. We're in our home, right? We're having a home Bible study. We got Wednesday night. We got our couches sitting around. I've got my easel up there. You know, we got a pad. But that TV that's out there that looks like one of those ancient TVs, the boxes. We just got rid of that TV, by the way, just not too long ago. And that was where we played our music, and we had worship time and all that. And so we're sitting around this room, and we got some people there, and we're trying to cast this vision of what's going on. And the first thing that I asked them, I said, "What do you like best about your job?" Okay, so I'll go ahead and ask you all this. What do you like best about your job? People. Okay. It was either getting paid or people. It was one of those two things. And so what we're talking about is that your work, what you enjoy most about your work is the people and the relationships that you have. And so the same way in church, the people really matter. And I said, "Michelle and I have invited you over here to share with you the vision that God has placed in our hearts for his kingdom. Before I begin, I want to hear from you all, and I ask this church, what do you think of when you hear the word church?" Okay, Jesus. What do you hear when you think of the word religion? Oh, okay. Well, what do you hear when you think of the word relation? When you hear the word relationship, love. I said, guys, there's been a death today. There's been a death that's happened today. Mr. Kent has died. I said, how many of y'all have ever been at a church where they said, "No, I can't do that. No, we can't do that. We've never done it like that. Can't." I said, well, Kent has died today. And so we're going to put him to rest. And what would it be like if we could just dream of what a church would look like if that word didn't exist? I said we've turned church into something that we do rather than something we are to be. Because we're to be the church, not do church. We don't just play church, we be the church. So we're in our couch, you know, and people sitting around the couches, and Dave and Susan there, Raymond's there, and other people are there. And I said, I'm not interested in building a church, but being the church. I said, if you're looking for a church that does things the way your old church did them, then this is not the church for you. If you're looking for a church that has a building, then this is not the church for you. I mean, we had our home. That's all we had, right? If you're looking for a church just to attend rather than being a player in God's mission, then this is not the church for you. If you're looking for a church that's traditional, then this is not the church for you. If you're looking for a church that is religious, then this is not the church for you. But if you are looking for a group of people who love Jesus and want to live for him, then this is the church for you. I said, so what is our direction at Living Water? As a sailor sets out to sea, he has a North Star that keeps him focused. That if he were to ever lose sight and his devices were to break, he has the North Star that always points him to his true direction of where he knows he should be. And I said, at Living Water Church, Jesus will always be our North Star. He will always be our North Star. Everything that we do will be about him. It's not about Grant. It's not about Michelle. It's not about you all sitting here. Because some churches, they kick Jesus out, and he stands at the door and he knocks. And we invite him to be the one who will lead, guide, and direct. I said Living Water will be a church that is more concerned with experiencing the power of Jesus than just exhausting programs for him. It's time that we be a church. In the week two, we talked about vision casting and what was the purpose of the church and how unity is important. And I said it is so important that we have one vision and we have one mission. In 1 Corinthians 1:10, it says, "Now, dear brothers and sisters, I appeal to you by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ to stop arguing among yourselves." He says, "Let there be real harmony so there won't be divisions in the church. I plead with you to be of one mind, united in thought and purpose." I said, a clear vision statement allows us to focus on what really matters. And I asked this question, how many churches do you know that argue about things that really don't matter? And just in that small group in our living room, everybody had a story. I said, how many stories have you known where a church gets into fights over things that's not about Jesus? And I said, this isn't the place where we're going to have fights and arguments, because we're going to keep everything centered on Jesus. Not our personal preferences, not what we think should happen, not our opinions, but focusing on connecting the disconnected to Christ. It's about seeing people come to know him, period. That's our purpose. We focus on that. We want to major on the majors. I said, how does a church compare itself? How does it evaluate itself? By comparing it to another church? No. But how well it is carrying out the vision and the mission of his church. What's the very few things that really makes a difference in life? I asked him. I said, what can the church offer that you can't get anywhere else? What does the church offer that you can't get at Walmart? That you can't get at the park? That you can't get at the country club? Salvation. You can get friends at the country club. You can have fun. You can buy stuff at Walmart. But you can't get salvation. We at Living Water want to be a church that offers that living water who is Jesus to people. And so, as we continue in this picture slide, as we go to the next picture, we moved into McNabb Middle School for two Sundays. We had two preview services, and this is a picture of course, of me and my wife on Caleb's dedication Sunday. We actually had his dedication service at the middle school there. And then we moved into a place called the Storefront. And this was what worship was like. And this is when we were jamming down and we were like, God's going to move this place, you know. And we started Awana, and the Grenossans were part of the Awana when we first started. And we were doing there, and the Turners were there, and the little Turner kids. I got pictures of you all when you're a little bitty, you know. And when you get your cubby vest and how excited you were. We actually did a backyard Bible school out there. There's pictures of that out in the gym. And we're in the Storefront and we're just singing, we're praising, and we're just church, and I'm sitting there, you know, just going, you know, we're going to make a difference in Montgomery County. And there's like 20 of us there, and I'm like preaching. And then some people are driving by in the evenings, and they're seeing a Hispanic congregation in there, so they don't know what kind of church we are. But there we are. Then after the Storefront, we were there for 2 years. We moved out to Grassy Lick Road there at that church there for 6 years. And, man, a lot of blessings, a lot of neat things happened. We were there for 6 years. We had we had one service, and we went to two services, and we went to three services. And when we moved here, I said, never again will we ever go to three services. Woo-hoo, praise the Lord. You shouldn't say things like that. I should know better. And so we were at this place, and man, God used this place to do mighty things. And then as we were looking at places and we were going to move here, that's the stage of Grassy Lick. That's our stage. It could fit in this little corner over here, okay? But a lot of praises went up on that stage. A lot of people gave their lives to Christ at the foot of that stage. God used that in a mighty way. It was powerful. It was neat. It was exciting. We moved out. The next photo, we have, this is my father-in-law, Mike. And he is by the barn. And I wanted to get a picture of that stage, to remember that stage, that place where God moved so much. And I wanted to get a picture of this barn because my father-in-law, he has been one of my greatest supporters, but I didn't know if he was going to make it. I didn't know if he's going to stay with us, because the first 2 years, man, he had a hard time. He was like, well, what about this? What about that? And I told Michelle, I said, I don't think your dad's going to stick with us. Like, I don't think I can keep him, because I ain't listening to him on some things, and I don't know if he's liking it. He may have to go. He may be going. But he hung in there and he stuck with us. And we were at the day as when we were building the building at Grassy Lick, and it was pouring the rain. And he was like, "Oh, Grant, we need to stop this, eject. We can't do this. We can't do that. Tell Wurzel over Joshua and man. Tell Wurzel to stop it." And I was like, "We can't tell Chris to stop. He's got a mission team." And man, he got so mad at me because I wouldn't tell Chris to stop. And so he'd go out to that barn and he'd pray. And he'd pray, and he'd pray, and he'd pray. And I think he about prayed that whole barn down. So that was his place of prayer. And then we moved here. And there's writing all over this floor. And right here at this foot, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed." Luke 4:18 right here. Under the carpet before each door, it says, "May all who enter know that Jesus is in this house." And then I found somebody made a cute little Go Love Gather picture on there, and I took a picture of that. Because this place is about people connecting to Jesus. That's what it was from day one. That's what it is now, and that's what it always will be about. We want to see people come to the refreshing drink of salvation that can be found in no one else other than Jesus Christ. We believe in this church that Jesus truly is the way, the truth, the life. Just for a moment before we get into our invitation, for those of you who were with us in our home, would you please stand up? If you were with us in our home, would you stand up? Go ahead, stand up. Would you stay standing? If you were with us in the Storefront, would you stand with us? If you were with us in the Storefront, would you stand with us? And one guy that you didn't see in the video is DJ, who I can't believe I left him out of that video. He's a cousin, and he was a college student going through pharmacy school, and he was traveling back and forth, and man, he was faithful and would hardly never miss a Sunday unless it was he just absolutely couldn't make it there. And I love and appreciate you, DJ. Thank you for your faithfulness. Those of you who are with us at Grassy Look, would you please stand up? Would you? I want to thank you guys for your dedication and your commitment for all you've done. And all of you who have just joined us now, please stand with us too. And I want to say thanks to you and welcome on this journey. It started with just a handful of faithful believers, and it's moving to a thriving church where we are connecting people to Jesus. If you have professed your faith through believer's baptism since you've been here at Living Water Church, would you lift up your hand? If you have professed your faith through believer's baptism, would you lift up your hand? Wow. Wow, look at that. Amen. Keep them up. We're going to try to get a photo of that. We're going to pray, we're going to sing, and we're going to worship, and we're going to close this thing out, and we're going to lift up the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much. We thank you, Lord, that you are so faithful. And Lord, that you use just ordinary people, the simple, nothing spectacular about us, but you've just used us, and we say thank you. Thank you for my wife, who, when she was pregnant, came to a county she didn't know, willing to do things that she didn't really know if it would work out. A lot of doubt, fear, unknowns, but said yes to you, Lord. Thank you for that. Lord, help us to continually always be a church where your name is lifted high and that we give you praise and honor and that you are truly our North Star always and forever. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.